Well, here's a story about the latest country that wants to join the EU. And there are so many members of the EU out there that are desperate to get this country on board. And, well, here's a little story about them, which hopefully will speed their entry into the EU along as we exit. Turkey purges 13,000 police officers over failed coup. Turkey has suspended almost 13,000 police officers for their alleged links with the US-based Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. The latest wave adds to the 100,000 or so government workers dismissed or suspended since July's failed coup. Mr. Gulen denies the government's accusation that he or his supporters orchestrated the coup. The government in turn rejects claims it is using the coup as an excuse to get rid of its opponents. It insists those without proven links to the coup will be freed. More than 2,500 police officers whose suspensions were announced on Tuesday were police chiefs, said Turkey's National Police in a statement. It comes hours after the government announced that a state of emergency imposed shortly after the failed putsch would be extended by 3 months when it expires on the 19th of October. The emergency allows the president and cabinet effectively to rule by decree, bypassing parliament when drafting new laws and able to restrict or suspend rights and freedoms. So, a dictatorship then. These are fears that under the state of emergency and in a country where judicial independence has plummeted, opponents are being rounded up with little chance to clear their name, says the BBC's Mark Lowen in Istanbul. He says the depth of the purge is staggering, with thousands suspended, dismissed, detained or arrested, from teachers to soldiers, police to judges, aircraft pilots to journalists. In some areas, such as in eastern areas where there are large Kurdish populations, so many teachers have been detained, some accused of supporting the banned Kurdish rebel PKK group, that schools have effectively been forced to shut. And we want this in the EU? Well, we don't, because we're British and we're getting out. But they want that? That state? That mess? That dictatorship? Well, actually, it'll fit perfectly, because the EU's a dictatorship too. It's just a case of who's got the biggest balls now, I suppose.